Fred stoically memorized the address and number of the apartment, and suddenly recalled that he had seen a young head-type couple who had recently abruptly disappeared now and then entering and leaving the building. Busted, and their apartment taken over for this. He had liked them. The girl had long flaxen hair, wore no bra. One time he had driven past as she was lugging groceries and had offered her a lift. They had talked. She was an organic type, into megavitamins and kelp and sunlight. Nice, shy. But she'd declined. Now he could see why. Evidently, the two of them had been holding, or more likely, dealing. On the other hand, if the apartment was needed, a possession wrap would do, and you could always get that. What, he wondered, would Bob Arctor's littered but large house be used for by the authorities when Arctor had been hauled off? An even vaster intelligence processing center, most likely. You'd like Arctor's house, he said aloud. It's rundown and typically doper dirty, but it's big. Nice yard. Lots of shrubs.
That's what the installation crew reported back. Some excellent possibilities.
They what? They reported it had plenty of possibilities, did they? The scramble suit voice clacked out maddeningly without tone or resonance, which made him even angrier. Like what?
Well, one obvious possibility. Its living room gives a view of an intersection, so passing vehicles could be graphed and their license plates.
Hank studied his many, many papers.
But Bert What's-His-Face, who headed the crew, felt the house had been allowed to deteriorate so badly that it wouldn't be worth our taking over, as an investment.
In what way? In what fashion deteriorated?
The roof.
The roof's perfect.
For the interior and exterior paint, the condition of the floors, the kitchen cabinets.
Bullshit, Fred said. Or anyhow, the suit droned. Arctor may have let dishes pile up in the garbage and not dusted, but after all, three dudes living there with no chicks? His wife left him. Women are supposed to do all that. If Donna Hawthorne had moved in like Arctor wanted her to, begged her to, she would have kept it up. Anyhow, any professional janitorial service could put the whole house in top shape as far as cleaning goes in half a day. Regarding the roof, that really makes me mad, because...
Then you recommend we acquire it after Arctor's been arrested and loses title?
Fred the suit stared at him.
Well,
Hank said impassively, ballpoint pen ready. I have no opinion, one way or another. Fred rose from his chair to leave.
Oh, you're not splitting yet,
Hank said, motioning him to reseat himself. He fished among the papers on his desk.
I have a memo here.
You always have memos, Fred said. For everybody.
This memo, Hank said, instructs me to send you over to room 203 before you leave today.
If it's about that anti-drug speech I gave at the Lions Club, I already had my ass chewed out about it.
No, this isn't that.
Hank tossed him the fluttery note.
This is something different. I'm finished with you, so why don't you head right over there now and get it done with?